Remember that? On Power Rangers? Dang, shout out to Tommy.
Yeah, dude. What you guys don't know is that we, like in the movie, we did a skydiving routine on the way into the studio today.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Mighty Morphin movie where it starts with them all skydiving.
Man, and hold on a second. What song were they playing at the beginning?
I don't remember.
It was the Stevie Wonder joint, but it was like the like a rock version of it.
Yeah, they had like Tommy, I think, had like a skateboard or like a snowboard.
I know
why
he got to have the, you know what I mean? Everybody else is jumping out the plane and you got a skate. Everybody else should have had a snowboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tommy always had to be extra.
He was extra.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, what's the handshake? We did a handshake to that kid.
Yeah, that's right. And then
he's like, "Oh man, Tommy, I want to be just like you."
What are their names? The two idiots,
Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull were there, and, dude. Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull, son. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we digress. We are here because it is time for the water cooler nerd talk. Oh, I'm not gonna go too crazy because you know we already started talking.
That's true.
But
the Power Rangers hype.
Exactly, that got me. Your boy Dre here, alongside my great friend.
What's up? It's Alden. We're back.
We're back. You know, we've been on little hiatus.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
came up. We're are you done with the leftovers? You have to be done right now, right?
Actually, yeah. I was gonna ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. It was chill. Family got together at the park and everything. But
all right.
You know.
So you took it to the park. Went to the park?
Went to a park. Went to C.B. Smith Park.
That's genius right there. Because look, you eat, you know, your Thanksgiving. Yeah, you throw it away. But then you're at the park.
Yeah.
So you can be like, look, I'm just going to walk around, burn off a couple calories.
Still, all the paper plates only. That way
exactly.
You can go clean up, you know? Bring some trash back.
My mom had these big ass paper plates.
Yeah.
Like they look like.
The oval ones?
Like yeah.
Not, yeah.
They look like a truck driver steering wheels. I'm like, what is this? You know, we were clowning her like all night. Shout out to my mom. I love you though. But
she knew though, you gotta have the bigger portions on Thanksgiving, man.
And it's like, dang, like you gonna fill up this whole plate?
She cooked?
Yeah. So what we did, Thursday, you know, was of course Thanksgiving. My pops had to work till late to like 9. Mm-hmm. And both my brothers had to work. My older brother had to work till like midnight. And Jelani had to work till about like, I think 5 or 6. And normally, you know, you probably know too. Well, Latin families, they do that Thanksgiving like super late.
Yeah.
You know, y'all start eating 10 o'clock.
That's true.
You know, we start eating them around 10, 11. But my mom was like, look, we want to do it like, you know, early, like 3 o'clock, but nobody was around. So basically, my mom was like, look, we'll just do it on Sunday. So everybody just come over on Sunday.
That's true.
And it was my niece's birthday as well. Shout out to my niece, the big 10.
10?
10 years old.
Oh, God. How old do you feel?
It's crazy.
Because
I'm like, dang, just in 2009, you just got here.
Oh, my God. She was born in 09.
Yeah, right?
That's nuts.
That's crazy. 10. So her birthday was Saturday. So we kind of just combined some stuff, like, on Sunday. So it was good because I feel like we got ahead of you guys on the Thanksgiving game because you guys are already done eating.
Yeah.
By, like, Sunday, I figure, like, by then... No more leftovers.
No, yeah.
You know?
You can burn through them for a weekend.
Yeah. You eat Thursday, you probably gonna get, 2 helpings, 2 plates on Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Maybe Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're in full sandwich mode.
Exactly.
Whatever's left, cut open some French bread, whatever, throw turkey slice.
Exactly. Got the ham.
Yeah.
You throw the ham on the skillet. So
this year, my stepdad decided that he wanted to. He didn't care what the traditions were. He just wanted to make whatever he felt like. He made strip steaks.
Word.
He made lasagna. Like he was going to
all these
different...
So this is very unorthodox Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all these different flavors.
What?
A little Italian, a little American, a little Latin. Like, it was everything. My
Yo,
sister made
that's crazy.
Like some pasta salad. She made a Georgia mac and cheese.
So basically, you guys just like barbecued, had like a potluck.
Yeah. Oh, it was like, everybody brought stuff. And my girlfriend, her family's Cajun. They're from New Orleans.
Ooh.
So she made... A Louisiana hummingbird cake. It's like a cinnamony, pineapple-y cake and everything. She
Word.
Made it for little cupcakes. Dude, they're fucking killing.
I gotta try that.
I gotta tell her to make some so I can bring them
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my mom, of course, she did, you know, we had that, you know, We had that sword, a black boat thing giving right there, you know what I'm saying? My, you know, Mom Duke, you know, she whipped it up. Shouts to moms. She told a couple stories with her cooking. We fried a turkey.
Nice.
We did it last year. It was amazing. First time I had it last year.
Yeah, people love the fry now.
Great.
Yeah.
And like my brother Jelani brought over the fryer because he had like, I think it's like an electric fryer.
Yeah.
We fried the turkey. Then my mom had a turkey breast. Popped that in the fryer. And the turkey just tastes so much juicier and it's better because I feel like if you don't bake your turkey right during Thanksgiving,
yeah, you could fuck it up.
Comes out dry and all that stuff. So
a dry turkey is like dry chicken, like you could save that, I think. But dry turkey is rougher.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And like even the leftovers like with the fried turkey, it tasted, I nuked it, you know, for about a minute.
Yeah.
Tasted amazing. So did all that, you know, moms made the greens. My brother's girl made the mac and cheese,
nice.
Stuff like that. So we had my mom made yellow cake with the chocolate frosting.
Very nice.
You know, no sweet potato pie this year. Maybe she'll make one of those for Christmas or something like that. But we'll see. But all in all, it was good. You know what I'm saying? I actually had one day of leftovers. I ate Thursday. I mean, that Sunday, and then I ate again on Monday.
And it's almost better later. Yeah. Most food is.
Second time around, it was great the first time, but the second time it was...
Like pizza the next day.
Oh, of course.
Great. Chinese the next day.
But here's the thing with pizza, though. Do you nuke your pizza? Do you warm it up in the microwave? Or how do you prepare after the second day around?
I'll usually nuke it in the microwave. Sometimes, occasionally, depending on where I got the pizza, lay out some foil in the oven.
There you go.
Do it in there.
I was waiting for that. The problem with that
is that it can make your crust really hard.
Well,
so you got to make sure it's from the right place.
That's what I'm saying. And that's how long you keep it in the fridge.
You can't blacken the crust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Pizza Hut pizza. I'll get Pizza Hut Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday after, I'm gonna throw it in the oven for about 10 minutes. Even go to mom and pop pizza joint. I've had pizza the next day. I put it in the oven. Amazing.
Right.
You know, like, and that's true. You can't cook it too long because you're just kind of just warming it up.
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there and you all this time you've been microwaving your pizza, just throw it in the oven.
It's worth trying it.
Yeah.
It's worth doing.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever eat cold pizza?
Yeah.
Straight out of the fridge. Yeah.
Cold pizza's good too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a certain je ne sais quoi to a cold pizza if you're in your pajama pants.
Ooh.
About to turn on a movie, like cold pizza. And you don't have nothing to do.
Like
you don't
want. You're just eating it just real quick because you're like, I know I'm gonna eat something later. I just open the fridge real quick. Oh, cold pizza. I'll just take a bite real quick. You know what I mean? But it can't be too older than like maybe 2 days, 3 days, because then that crust is gonna be like
it's all about
brick.
Crust consistency. Are you a thin or thick crust guy?
I'm kind of in between. Like I like thin crust, standard. I like thick crust. I've had the.
You never do deep.
I've done deep dish, the joint in the Chicago
places, yeah.
Dang. Diajon, they got the chain in Orlando. What's it called? Diajorno? Not Diajorno, but Diajano's, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Anyways, they got the main headquarters is in Chicago.
Yeah.
But they moved some down to Orlando, so that junk is like, you got to use a fork and a knife to eat.
It basically becomes lasagna.
Of course. Because if I'm eating my pizza now with a fork, then this is not pizza. It's like it's a pasta dish.
It's a little
dish.
Casserole.
You know what I mean?
For sure. But anyway, that was almost 10 minutes of water cooler food talk.
Yeah, water cooler. We're just going to rename the show Water Cooler Food Talk, okay? If you're a foodie, you know what I mean, and you're listening, you got some food tips, recipes, be sure to share them with us. But we digress. So now meat and potatoes. See what I did right there? Ooh.
That makes Mandalorian like a nice bowl of like spaghetti meatballs.
Like if you had to name a dish for Mandalorian, what dish would he be? Would that show be?
After episode 4, he's got to be some sort of like good soup because he had the little baby Yoda drinking soup.
Like some ramen or something.
Yeah. Oh, some ramen noodles on a Friday night.
But like authentic ramen, not the top ramen you go to get at like, you know, Publix or anything.
Real
like
legit.
That.
Like a Go Bistro,
and
Young Circle, like that type of
hell yeah. So,
for sure.
Mandalorian. Before we get into that, Disney Plus has been out.
Yeah,
we're all been geeked, just walking on like cloud nine since it's been out. I love it. What are your thoughts?
It's been great. I mean, just the, besides, you know, the original stuff has been fun. Obviously, Mandalorian's amazing. The Jeff Goldblum show.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Imagineering story.
Right.
I haven't checked out all the stuff. I haven't checked out the High School Musical or the Encore. But having something for every mood is amazing. And, you know, to share something with, like, my nephew. My oldest nephew's 9, and there's 4 of them. And so it's like, for them to be able to, for me to throw on like Zach and Cody.
Right.
And
like I used to watch this. Yeah.
Yeah. Gargoyles. Stuff like that.
I was watching Ultimate Spider-Man the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, it's,
man.
And they have all the seasons there just at your disposal.
I'll throw on like National Geographic for my dog.
Right.
Because I like to leave the TV on for her when I'm not home. So it's like, what does my dog want to watch?
Watch your people. These are people.
Yeah.
These,
I'm like, get in touch with yourself.
These wild dogs.
Yeah.
This is your relatives.
Ancestors.
Ancestry.
Remember who you are.
Simba.
So I pick up my dog if she has an anxiety attack.
Oh my gosh, so crazy. Yeah, man, I love it. It's great. I just know going into 2020, there's going to be a lot of upgrades, stuff added. I can't wait for that. I know I tried to type in Black Panther like early in the game when it like that first week it was out.
Yeah, and it was like on Netflix, right?
Due to contract. Yeah, March 2020 is going to be dropping.
Yeah,
on.
March. Yeah, they've I love how they already put the dates for when they're getting stuff back.
And
they're
actually like, today, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. At the time of this recording, it's
the fifth. Ragnarok is now available.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because Jelani swore to himself, Ragnarok's on there. He sent me like a screenshot and everything. I'm like, nah, bro, Ragnarok is not on there. Yeah. Thor 1 and 2 are there.
The title is there.
Yeah, not even, when you go on the Marvel section,
you
don't even see the movie, but if you search it,
Same with Solo, Black Panther, mm-hmm. Last Jedi,
Infinity War. Yeah.
So they put the placeholders there, and it's almost like they're saying, fuck you to Netflix. They're like, yeah, we're ready for it. Like, just enjoy it while you still can.
We're going to let them live a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just a matter of time, like when both Spider-Man films get on there as well. So that's.
I wonder what they're going to do with that, because those are Sony movies. I wonder if they have to cut a deal or something. Cut a streaming deal.
I feel like at this point in the game, Sony should be like, yeah, here, go ahead. Just,
for real.
Just put it on there. You know what I mean?
You don't lose nothing. And he's in the crossover. So
yeah, he's in Endgame. So. You know what I mean? It's there.
And it's also been super helpful for, you know, like I have some friends that are seeing Star Wars like for the first time, or they missed some of them, and they want to get like fully caught up for a couple weeks, the last Skywalker movie. So they've, you know, for the Rise of Skywalker purposes, you know, you're able to binge them all in the clearest quality with the most updated version, all the deleted scenes and everything. It's all right there for you. So that's been cool, you know, getting ready for Clone Wars.
Heck yeah.
I mean, there's so much stuff.
There's just so much stuff on
there.
There's
stuff that you could just throw on just to relax. Like the Jeff Goldblum show is perfect just to relax. Because it's just Jeff Goldblum talking about, the first one's sneakers, the second one is ice cream.
I need to check that show out.
It's just him talking about shit he likes.
That's an amazing show, because these are your interests.
Yeah.
And people want to see you talk.
Yeah.
Or hear you and see you talk, you know? But Mandalorian.
Yeah. So you've seen all four of them so far?
Yeah, I've seen all four.
So again, we're recording this on the 5th. So an episode's about to come out tomorrow. But this is just about the first four.
Yeah. So I thought they were great. You know what I mean? Third episode for a minute, or actually third episode is probably the best one.
I agree.
They're all good.
Three is good.
If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen Mandalorian yet, and if you don't have Disney Plus, what are you waiting for?
First of all, get it.
Yeah, $6.99 a month. Come on now.
Yeah, $70 for the year.
Come on now.
Save some money.
Let's go. Get on it now. Make somebody's Christmas now.
If you're Verizon, you can get a year free.
Yeah. But I loved it. Baby Yoda is great.
So cute.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, first thing I thought when I saw him, I already knew. I was like, this is not Yoda. I'm like, this is like just his species. And I actually did my research trying to look up.
Because Yoda's dead.
Yeah. He's, you know, 900 years old.
Yeah, he's been dead for 5 years at this point.
Forever sleep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, this is another species. I mean, this is the same species, but there's no name for like Yoda's species, his race.
No name, no planet, no real details.
We just know he's a Yoda. There
was Yoda. There was Yaddle. In a few scenes in episode one in the background. But now this baby, they call him the child.
Yeah.
His episode was called the child.
The kid.
The child. He calls him kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You stay here.
Stay here.
Don't touch.
I love episode 4. Don't stay touch here. Nothing. And he's touching the switches in the ship.
That's become a great meme. Everybody's editing in their own songs. You got to do that with one of your songs.
Yeah.
Where
don't touch nothing.
Yeah, don't touch nothing. Hits the button. Orion Pax comes on.
Oh, snap, about to do that.
You gotta make one. That'd be awesome.
But I think it's great, and I can't wait to see what's gonna happen, because it's like episode 4, I thought, you know, he was gonna leave Baby Yoda
with the villagers
on the planet. Yeah. And then here we go. I'm like, you can't do that, because he has like the bounty. It's not so much on the Mandalorian, it's like they're coming for
the kid. Wherever the kid is, I mean, he's gonna have to. I feel like in the next 4 episodes, we've got 4 left, mm-hmm. he's going to have to work his way up the chain and figure out who at the top wants this kid, and he's going to have to kill them.
Yeah.
Because it won't stop until you take out whoever wants to get. You got to kill the client, the old man. You got to kill the doctor, and you have to kill whoever they're working for.
Exactly.
Because these people will not stop. I mean, they found you on a planet. All the way out in the woods.
Yeah.
They were about to shoot the baby in front of all the other kids, probably kill some more children.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta take them out.
So now he's like on the run, and it's just like, I think it's some people that are from the Empire.
Yeah, gotta be. Some leftover somebody high up. Well, I think it'll be, there's a character they haven't shown yet who's going to be played by Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad, Gus.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be like an ex-Imperial guy too. So really? I think that he might be the boss, just like he was in Breaking Bad.
Right.
Do something like that. So,
dang.
He's going to have to take him out. If anything happens to that baby.
I know, right? Because I'm like, yo, I can't see. Y'all, don't touch the baby. Don't let nothing happen to the baby.
Even when he didn't have the baby for like a couple hours, I had anxiety.
Yeah.
When he let him go the first time.
When the little girl's like, can I play with him?
He was like,
wait,
yeah.
Well, maybe. He was trying to go, just like he's his parental instincts.
Yeah, he's like a dad. And Cara Dune, who's awesome. She was great. She even says, like, you could stay here, take off the armor, marry that beautiful young widow, and then raise your kid. She even calls him your kid,
yeah,
your son.
Your son, yeah.
Raise him here.
This is my child.
But what's funny is that, like, the Mandalorian, like, let's assume he's 35 years old,
right?
You know? He might live, you know, another 70 years, you know, until he's an old man. That baby will live hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes, because he's already 50 years old, this baby. Yeah,
the baby's 50, and he hasn't even said his first word.
He hasn't even talked or anything, and he's using the Force already.
What if he says his first word at the end of the season?
Mendo.
Oh, what would that be? He does a little Yoda laugh.
I know. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Eating frogs and stuff. You know what I mean?
But it was so funny when he was trying to eat one and the kids were like, ugh.
He's like, yeah. And he spit it out. He's just so tiny when he's, I was like, yo, I didn't even know he could like walk.
Yeah.
He's just so little. You know what I mean? It's great, man. And I just can't wait for, you know, of course, tomorrow, episode 5 drops.
Episode 5, yep.
Are they going to do like a little break after this one, because I know
we're getting close to
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're going to stick to Fridays.
Okay.
But then the week of Rise of Skywalker, they're going to put it on Wednesday.
Okay.
So it'll be like Friday, Wednesday, and then the next Friday. That way they'll do Wednesday, take a day off of Star Wars, then the movie.
Look who it is.
Oh, who's that?
Who is this? Hello? Who is this? Who is this?
Who is this
guy?
Is that Jelani?
Is this Jelani?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
How dare you call this show and not come in and show your face?
Well, you know what? I have that honor. I call this this channel whenever I want.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because he said this is my channel.
You tweeted me about the new Force powers, man. That's interesting.
Oh, you saw that? That's interesting. But, you know, I feel like that's almost like an old article, because when you watch The Last Jedi, they do new Force powers in there, and they didn't say anything about it. Like, Luke manifesting and then doing different things and having conversations with Kylo and Ren and stuff like that through the Force.
Yeah, I mean, in every Star Wars movie you've had, I mean, we forget, but, like, all of them have had new powers.
Some powers, yeah, exactly.
The first Star Wars movie, didn't have any force powers. It only was like you feel it.
And feel the force. The
second one, they had force pull. The third one, you had like force jump and lightning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, there's even a little force jump in the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, there's the force jump in Phantom Menace. There's force speed in the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
There's meditation.
Yep.
And then the second one had something else, but then, you know, Kylo Ren, you know, freezing bullets.
Freezing, yeah, stopping those bullets.
Knocking Rey out, like putting her to sleep. Mm-hmm. Force and everything. So they've always had new powers. I'm sure the new one will be like force healing
or something.
Or something like that. Force invisibility, something from the comics.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Because Luke, I mean, on The Last Jedi, he was like, doing that whole force transmission thing,
yeah,
like,
across the galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, he appeared on a planet, manifesting himself.
He wasn't even there, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what that's gonna come about. And we're
talking about Baby Yoda.
Talking about Baby Yoda when you called. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Jeline, where you at? You on Jakku? I can't hear you. Where you at?
I hope you guys are talking about Baby Yoda over there.
Okay, we are. There you go.
Yeah,
you cut out for a second. You was on another galaxy.
I was using the new force abilities.
Yeah, no, dude. Baby Yoda is love. Baby Yoda is life.
What you think about Baby Yoda?
I think that this Yoda, because you know why.
Gotta use that force power to bring that signal back.
I know. Oh, he's getting captured. I know.
He's captured by the Empire.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, you know why they're trying to get that Yoda, right? The Baby Yoda?
You think they want to try to clone him?
They want to clone him?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
I think that this Yoda right here that's in the show is...
Is a what?
Jelani's dying.
Jelani. Your phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Say it again.
I think that this Yoda is a clone of the Yoda that we all know.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, the Yoda that died in front of Luke.
Yeah.
Because think about it, he's 50 years old already. Where did he come from?
Well, that's the thing, because Yoda, it's been, 5 years since Yoda's passing?
Yeah.
So who knows if this...
Is that the timeline, though? Is it 5 years or is it longer since Return of the Jedi?
5 years,
It's about 5 years. It's about 5 years. So maybe he was just like the last one of his kind floating around the galaxy. I don't know.
I hope we get like the happy season finale where Mandalorian finds his home planet.
Right.
Drops him off and there's a bunch of little Yodas. And they're like, hey, thanks.
In isolation.
Or it could be the reverse of that. Like, it's like the other way around. Like, if the Yoda that we know is the clone, maybe it's the other way. Like, this one is the original, and that one aged rapidly. I don't know. That's stupid.
Yeah, that is kind of. Who knows? I mean,
yeah,
like,
kind of dumb.
Because Yoda was 900 years old, and then like now, where did
this one's 50?
So where did this one come from? Maybe this one. Maybe 900 year old. Yoda didn't know about this other Yoda's existence.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, again, we don't know anything about his planet, but we do know that. So Yoda died at 900, but he said, for 800 years have I trained Jedi, which means that they hit adulthood at probably, because he's like 100, so he's probably, or at least like, you know, teenage
200.
Years. So he's, well, I'm saying, no, the baby is probably going to hit a growth spurt soon.
Yeah.
So if this show goes a few seasons... This baby's gonna start growing
like
pretty quick.
Adolescent.
It's got like 50 years before it's supposedly able to train others. So.
Exactly. Like by the time he's 100, he's like, what, 13 years old?
He can't even talk yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can't even talk yet. And he's trying to play with little switches and knobs on the ship.
But we've seen that he at least somewhat understands his own abilities.
Yeah, because
when he
used
was scared
it.
For the Mandalorian, he was, you know, he used. Force push and
for the rhino thing, yeah.
Yeah, so
he understands his power, like you said. So it's just a matter of time, like when he gets older, and he does start talking. Like, now I know what I got to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
imagine if the Mandalorians raised this baby.
He's gonna be like a dang.
He grows up like an armored, cool.
Like a bounty hunter.
If he became a Mandalorian, you know.
That'd be so dope.
All, they take in orphans, like that. You know, that he says, like, I was a foundling.
He was an orphan, you
know?
Yeah.
I've never taken my helmet. I was their age when I put my helmet on.
He's so Batman too. Like dead parents in a mask, cold.
Right.
Then he takes in this kid who also doesn't have a family.
It's Bruce Wayne, son.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne without the money.
It's Yoda is his Robin.
Yeah, but dude, when he showed up to save him, I was like, this is some Dark Knight Returns shit.
That was so dope.
He was the hallway. He lit that guy on fire.
Anything for the child.
What are they called? Whistling birds? The tracking darts that come out of his wrist that take everybody out?
I knew in that scene he was going to use those. He was like, got to. Because she was like, it's only good for like one.
Yeah, you use them sparingly.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So we out here, Jelani. Jelani checking in from where? Let them know where you at right now. Jelani.
All the way downtown. I'm downtown in Miami right now, at this Virgin Brightline train station.
So if you guys need a ride, if you're listening, just go to the Virgin Brightline station in Miami. Say what up to my brother Jelani. Be like, yo, I heard you on Water Cooler Nerd Talk. You called in.
Yeah. So now. On them, and on the 100.
Oh, you're cutting out.
Would you say, Jelani?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. The signal is whack there.
Yeah, it's very bad. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Say what you gotta say. Go.
Okay. So now I was saying that Alden and Andre, I should be now even more 100% officially part of the podcast.
Should he? Because sometimes should I don't. Because sometimes he'd be ducking out on us. He got to go to the dentist. You know what I mean? Sometimes. Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you there.
You got to put me on there. You
there.
Put my picture on the podcast. I'd be sharing the podcast all the time.
We'll just add him.
Put your name.
We're not going to draw a new body on there, so we're just going to add a...
You know, New Year's coming.
We're going to add you...
There's already a nice amount of episodes.
We're going to add you like a...
Picture, you know what I mean?
We're going to add you just like a big-ass head like Zordon.
That way we don't have to draw a new body.
It's just going to be like a silhouette of a head.
Overlooking you guys.
All right, Jelani. Well, yo, we're going to get out of here, man. So good talk. Thanks for checking in. And, we'll think about that. I mean, I have my people call your people.
yes.
Word. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. See you.
All right. Peace.
All right. Later.
Wow. Impromptu call.
There it is.
I guess that pretty much sums everything up today.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we didn't know we were going to have a surprise guest. So we will talk. How about next week? Maybe Jelani will come in person.
Yeah.
You know, this week we did Disney Plus food talk and we talked about Baby Yoda. Black Widow trailer, James Bond trailer, Mulan trailer. So next week, let's just do trailer talk.
Yeah.
And we'll bang out your conversation on all those.
Because I'm pretty sure.
And I think that the Wonder Woman 2 trailer is coming out. Either tomorrow or Monday.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming soon for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, by around next week, we'll have some more. There'll be some more trailers that'll be dropping. So,
yeah.
So
yeah,
we can.
Holidays are good for that. So, we'll get into all that next week, all the stuff that's coming up, and we'll review the 5th episode of Mandalorian that is not out right now, but will be out for all of you guys at the same time as this show.
Exactly. So there it is. If you're a fan of the show, be sure to check us out on iHeartRadio app. You know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know, tune into us. You can follow me on the Twitter at LogicMC, at the IG at It's Orion Pax, ItsOrionPax. And what about you, Alden?
You can find me on Twitter at AD_Strider, on Instagram at A.D.Strider. You can find me, of course, on Big 105.9, South Florida's classic rock.
Okay.
Sister station.
103.5 to Beata.
That's right. And then that's where you can find Dre, also known as Logic MC.
You know what I mean? I got a lot of AKAs.
He does have a lot of AKAs.
I think we already touched on this, but just to let you know, if you're a first-time listener, your boy got a lot of AKAs. You know what I mean?
So, he's got his government name. He's got Dre.
Dre.
He's got Logic.
I got my Logic. I got my music name. Ryan I mean, Pax. Just, you know, you got to be versatile out
what
here.
What is your... What was your gamer tag when you were young, like on Xbox or PlayStation?
Well, actually, I think it was probably just Dre.
Probably just Dre.
I was thinking about, like, you know, because I have Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
If you got a Switch, holla at your boy. My gamer tag, I haven't set up my Switch thing yet, but when I do, my gamer tag's gonna be Chicken Packs.
Chicken Packs?
Like Chick Impacts, like, you know.
Oh, like Chicken Pox?
Yeah, but like Chick Impacts.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Like, yo, who's Chicken Packs?
That's gonna be his country album as well. Ooh. When he leaves rap and goes over to country.
Watch out, I'm about to cross over.
And then lastly, you can find me talking Star Wars on my podcast, Octo Radio. Also on all the platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and you want to give us a good review, leave your thoughts, leave some stars, all that stuff. Hit
yes.
us up on Twitter, on all the socials that we just mentioned. And I think that about wraps it up.
Exactly. And big shouts to Jelani for checking in.
Yeah.
You kind of hit it on the nail. So there it goes. What episode was this? 18?
I think it's 19.
19.
Let's see real quick.
We are about to check
it out. And it is 19.
Oh, we about 19. To hit the big 2-1 soon.
Here it comes.
We about to be legal.
That's going to be the drinking episode.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to come in here with Jack Daniels, tequila, and all of that. Early.
Of a full bar. In here.
Well, there it is. We'll holler at y'all until next time. May the force be with you. Peace.